Joining us now live on our news line is New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Governor, thank you for joining us. Your state now with the second highest number of COVID-19 cases in the country, more than 22,000. Tell us about this call you put out today for more healthcare volunteers. How many have actually stepped forward so far, and how many more are you hoping will step forward?
Yeah, this is pretty incredible. It shows you the spirit of folks, certainly in New Jersey and frankly in America. We've got a website, by the way. I want to just put that out there right now, covid19.nj.gov. It's an all-encompassing website, but it includes a page to sign up to volunteer. We've had 5,200 people already go to that website and say they're willing to volunteer, which is extraordinary. And these are folks principally from New Jersey, but I just signed an executive order today that would allow folks to come out of retirement, from out of state, from out of the country, frankly, on certain conditions, to come in and help. And our healthcare workers are the heroes right now. They need relief from the bullpen, and God willing, we'll be able to match the folks who are volunteering with the highest needs we've got in the system.
That's the medical personnel. How about medical equipment? What do we still need in New Jersey?
Yeah, we're short of manpower. We're short of ventilators, personal protective equipment, and beds. We've got a game plan for each, but we have a long way to go. So ventilators, I'd say, is at the top of our list. I'm happy to say that we got another 350 coming our way overnight from the strategic stockpile, which is great. But we still have an ask in, I think, of 1,650 from the feds. PPE, we've purchased ourselves almost 10 million items, and we have a long way to go there. We've gotten several chunks from the federal side, but we need more. We're building out hospital beds. I'm going to tour the first of the four field hospitals that the Army Corps is building for us. Hats off to them tomorrow in Secaucus. And as I mentioned, we have discussed already, we need relief from the bullpen in terms of the healthcare workers.
I know you've been adamant and repeatedly every day in your briefings urging people to stay home, social distancing. We saw a photo on Twitter today of an NJ Transit bus so full this morning some passengers still had to stand.
Yep.
What is the strategy to keep improving social distancing?
Listen, we're using our bullhorn as aggressively as possible, our executive authority, and we're enforcing it as a law enforcement matter. And the great news is most folks are complying. They're doing the right thing, and that's great, but we need 100% compliance. I was concerned to hear the same story about NJ Transit. We're tracking that down. Their ridership is down over 90%, but we got to make sure that we're not jamming people into small spaces together. Our message is everybody stay home. Literally don't go out unless you have to go out. And even when you're at home, stay a distance from other people. That's the only way we're going to flatten this curve and beat the virus.
I know the emphasis now is on saving lives and keeping people safe, but you have extended New Jersey's fiscal year to September 30th. How bad do the revenue losses look as this crisis goes on?
It's bad. I mean, I make no bones about it, and we're not alone in that respect. This is going to be a national phenomenon. It's why we need as much flexibility, both from the federal bill that the president signed last week in terms of direct cash to states, as well as that bill can't be the last step. We need a lot more help, and we're going to need a lot more help. The key reason for us to move the fiscal year was not just the challenge, but also the feds moved, as you know, the income tax filing date to July 15. We wanted to match the feds. That's unfortunately for us, our fiscal year ends June 30th. So to do that, we had to extend 3 months. I think it's the right decision, and we landed in a good place.
How's the relationship going with the White House and Washington? Are they receptive? Are you getting things you need?
Yeah, the relationship is good. I mean, we have one president, one vice president, one administration, and we are constantly finding ways to work together and find common ground. And it's a good relationship. That's the good news. And further good news is we've gotten some help, and we're grateful for all of that. The challenge is we need a lot more help, as I mentioned, on beds, on ventilators, on personal protective equipment, and the like. So it's a good relationship, but we have a long way to travel still in this, unfortunately, in this crisis.
Hope you don't mind me asking, Governor, but how are you doing? You just had kidney surgery a couple of weeks ago. Your doctors can't be thrilled with your workload these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're not thrilled, nor is my wife. But listen, I had to come back in a lot faster than I had anticipated, but I'm doing fine. I appreciate your asking. I've had a huge outpouring of folks thinking of me and asking after me. So far, so good. You know, we're at war here, and we got no choice right now.
Governor Phil Murphy, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michael.